We're learning Masech the Sivam Masech and Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara brings a discussion. Rabbi Yechon had a shayla from Beishir. Psuad daka kain shenasa bas geir ma'o shechalenu b'tshuma. You have a kain, which is a psuad daka. His eiver was cut and made him asur to be loved b'kal. Or his beitzim were wounded. He's not able to be bo b'kal. It's a live deraisa. And he married a bas geirim, a daughter of a geirin a geiris. Could she eat shuma? That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara discusses the Shaila. The Gemara is focused on two things, why she wouldn't be able to eat shuma. One is because if she's asr to him al psuadaka, she wouldn't be able to eat shuma. And the second is, if he's asr to her because he's a kain, if you say b'kdusha say kai, and the bas geirim is asr to a kain, if a psuadaka is b'kdusha say kai, still has the restrictions that a kain has, so that will be another reason why it will be asur for her to marry her. And the Gemara discusses it. If kal geirim ikri kal, if a geiris is asur to a kain, if a psuadak is asur to a kain. And Mekvegel is bothered, why did the Gemara ask this question, ma'o shechalene b'tshuma? Why did the Gemara ask, psuadaka ma'o sheyisa bas geirim? He blibes shver, I think it was particularly shver when the Gemara brought a brace at the end, that And the Gemara brought a limud in the parish of Tshuma that a psuadaka kain that married a bas geirim could be meichel le b'tshuma. The entire shaila was, is he mutter to marry her? Where would a pasuk by Tshuma be able to tell you that? L'chari, the drasha sounds to me like it's an asmachta, but it's still a bit shver. Now the Gemara's mavur that if the psuadaka would be allowed to marry her, so she'd be allowed to eat shuma. He wouldn't passel her, since it's mutif him to get married to her. So then, she wouldn't passel. And the stipla asks an interesante shaila. There's a Rashi on the Mishnah in the beginning of the perek. The Mishnah says, V'cheina ba'al achas b'kol ha'rayi sh'b'toyer e'psula, it's going to manu l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chutz l'kayin hedit, memzeris n'asin l'yisrael, bas yisrael l'mamzul l'nasin, pasla. In all these cases, when amana is ba'al, on a'kayin gadol, I mean, is ba'al an amana, a'kayin hedit ba'al a'grusha v'chalutza, a yisrael is ba'al a'mamzeris n'asina, or a'mamzul l'nasin is ba'al a'bas yisrael, he passels him, seemingly he passels him for tshuma. And that applies whether it's a bias shegig, a bias mezin, a bias einus, a bias ratzin. In all these cases, she's pasul for tshuma. So Rashi says on the Mishnah that the case of mamzeris unesina liyisrael is not talking about pasuling of tshuma. And Rashi says two reasons. First of all, the absula v'kaima uliyin tshuma deveinasha nami lekel lemeimer. First of all, she's already pasul. She can't even marry Yisrael, never mind the kayin. Second of all, the guy with tshuma devein nasha, nami lekel lemeimer. Tshuma devein nasha means the tshuma of her father. Let's say her father was a kain. You can have a kain, which his daughter is a mamzeris, if he was by a chayvik krisus, or if he was by a mamzeris. And Rashi says, there is no tshuma devein nasha to talk about. And then Rashi says, v'oid debias kasha mai megarala. Which means like this. There are two reasons why you cannot say that, now, in regard to marrying a kayin, she can't even marry Yisrael. She's psul of a kayin. In regard to eating tshuma, Rashi says there's two reasons why you can't say that the bia of a Yisrael to a mamzeris would ask her for marrying from eating tshuma. First of all, she anyway can't eat tshuma. My question is why? Who says she can't eat tshuma? So Rashi means that if she's a mamzeris, she'll be considered a chalala, and she can't eat tshuma. And there's a discussion about that. Exactly why? How do we know? Discussion in the Rishonim. That's for that Amid. But then Rashi goes further and says, "Va'oid bias kasha mei megarula," which means, even if let's say she would be able to eat tshuma, let's say you'd say a mamzeris is not considered a chalala, and a mamzeris who's a bas kayin would be able to eat tshuma. Why would a kasher being bail her make her worse? The Ritva, it's clear. The Rashi is saying two separate tainus why we can't say that Mamzeris and Nisim Li Yisrael means the Yisrael passes her from Shuma. First of all, she's already passel. She can't eat Shuma anyway. And that needs a shtickle beer, but that's what Rashi holds. Second of all, Imtim Salema, she would be able to eat Shuma. But why would a bias kasher make it worse? He's a kasher. He's a Yisrael. He's fine. Why would that passel her? So Rav Lochanan, in Kaivitz Ari Sim and Dalan Eis Tesses, from there, you see a Gevaldig Yisayf in this Rashi. That what passels the woman from Chuma is not the Aveira. It's not because when you Aver an Aveira, when you have a Bia, which is a Bias Isser, then you become passel from eating Chuma. Because when a Mamzer is Ba on a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kayin, it does passel her from Kuna and from Chuma. And if you're going to say it's the Isser, it's because this Bia is a Bias Isser. It's a Bia where Layave, there's a violation of Layave Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Well, if Yisrael is born a Mamzeres, it's exactly the same Isser. Why would Rashi say, Bias Kashemai Megarula? What do you mean? It's an Aveira. If a Bia, which is an Aveira of Layave Mamzer Bekal Hashem, is what passels, what's the difference if he's a Mamzer and she's a Bas Yisrael? Well, there you understand that she becomes Pasla from Shuma. And if she's a Mamzeris and he's a Yisrael, you're saying, no, be as Kasha, my Megarla. It's an Aveira. Vice says, like the Bachan, and you see from the Rashi, that's not the Aveira. It's the fact that a Pasla was Baal her. A Bia with a Pasla. You find the Mashal, and we'll get to this more in the 7th Ferik. If a Cholo, which is perfectly Mutter to be born a Bas Yisrael, but a Cholo is born a Bas Yisrael, she becomes pasul. She can't eat chuma. Or if she's a bas kayin, she can't eat chuma, even though it's perfectly mutter. 100% mutter for a chalal to be a bas kayin, but she can't eat chuma. Who had been all these psulim? Mamzer, nasin. It's not the aveira. It's the fact that they're a pasul. So if Yisrael is baila mamzeris, that's why she said, taina bias kashamay megarla. He's not pasul. He's not pasul. It's impossible for him to pasul. As I said, Rabbi Chanan, Shani Rashi, and he says, I have also a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that chayve alive in the kuna, you're only over alive if there is kedushin. There's no kedushin, you're not over alive. Ferks of Chakasha, when a almana, l'kayin god, l'gushal chutz l'kayin edit, even without kedushin, she's pasul l'chuma. That's mavur. There's no avera. There's only an avera. It's the bia is pasul that pasuls. So, fact is, if this is true, so a psuadak is a pasul, just like a mamzer. So, oibazai, even if it's a ger, even if it's a bas gerim, it should pasul her. Because if the yisayit isn't the isser, if the yisayit is just that he's pasul, so then why shouldn't he pasul even if it's mutter? That's a stipla's kasha, gwaldiga kasha. He says, on the Rambam, he's not bothered, because the psul is learned out in the 7th parak from Kisiyah le'ishzar. Le'ishzar means somebody. Now, what is an ishzar? So the way of the Chanan's learning, an ishzar is someone who's pasul. Right? And the issue isn't that the bi is a bi is iser. Someone is pasul. So now we have this kasha, so psuadak is an ishzar. If you learn not that way, you can learn an ishzar means somebody who can't be married to you. He's an ish zar because he's not allowed to be married to you. So the fact that right now he's not being over that iser, he's only over the iser of this kedushin, he's still an ish zar. So that doesn't bother me. But this is what the stiplers bother with. What's the criterion of ish zar? The fact that we're not allowed to be married? So why did Rashi say that a Yisrael won't be able to pass the mamzeris because be as kashamay megarula? You're not allowed to be married. The fact that the person is a puzzle. So then, even if you are allowed to be married, it should ask her. So just because Kal Gam Laiki Kal, he's still a pasul, it's still be pasul. To stam say this two tnun, you need first of all that the gavra should be pasul, and second of all, it has to be that the marriage is aser. That lechay is not mistabra. What's the yisayin? Is when she had a bia, with this bia, there was an iser. To have a marriage, so I would say, who would then you sold to Mamzeris as an issa to have a marriage? If the pshat is that's not the issue, even if there's an issa to be married, it's still not considered an ishzar because he's not pasul. So if he is pasul, even if it's mutter to be married, it should pasul. Thus, Rek the Sniper, Shmakishtel, he wants to say, you have to say like this, Avadi, you need an issa. Without an Isser, it doesn't start. But since the criterion is Ish Zar, the Isser has to come from him. Without an Isser, that's not called Zad. The fact that he's Pasul, that's not the issue. The issue is that there's an Isser. But it's only considered a Pasul if the Isser is his problem. This is coming from him. He is not allowed to be Boil her. But if the Isser is not coming from him, she's not allowed to be Nivellus by him. Here's the Yisrael. That wouldn't be a problem. If there's nothing wrong with him, if there's something wrong with him, and it's wrong enough that it makes an Isser, that's Pasul Simkuna. If there's nothing wrong with him, even though there's a similar Isser and there's the same Isser, it wouldn't Pasul. That's what he speaks about. He says, so what about Chai V'Krisus? Is that called an Isser from him? So he says, we'll have to see this Gemara in the 7th parak, that Chai V'Lavin is Baskayin Lish Zar. Lish Zar is a pshat, something gotta be wrong with him. Now this Gemara is Mavur, that it has to be Aser, but the Isser has to Nemsich from him. Chai V'Krisus comes from Ubaskayin Kisi Amanu Ugrusha, Mishi Eshle Amanu Sugeri Shimba, has to have Tvisis Kedushin. That has nothing to do with any psul in anyone. That's the Bia itself. A Bia, which is not possible Tvisis Kedushin, is another psul, not because of the psul of the Gavra. That's one shtickle in the Stifla. Stifla has another very geschmackish shtickle in the Sugi also. The next one, he writes that it's Kedushi Tarim Michachem Echad. I don't know who it's from, but it's in the Kilas Yankiv Simon Mem. He's going on the Taisis. Taisis has the following question. The Gemara was discussing the question, Psuudaka Kayin, Shanasa Basgeir, Mar Shechelena Bichuma. And the Gemara says, according to Behuda, there are two problems. First of all, if Bikdusha say Kai, so then, Behuda says, Abas Ger Zacher, Kabas Chol Zacher, that even if her father is a Ger, her mother's a Imam Yisrael, still, just like a Chol, his daughter is Asa Lakayin, who would then a ger, his daughter is asa l'kayin. So if the psuadakshi say kayin, so the woman would be asa to a kayin, and he wouldn't be able to imaych a lebetshuma. So Taisus asks a kasha, typically another thing. And the Rebbe says, if you say l'akshi say kayin, so then there's another reason why he can't be imaych a lebetshuma, because Rebbe Yudos kal gerin ikri kal, and therefore there's an issa psuadaka, and memele he'll pass all else that. So Taisus, the b'maskel v'l'avikshi say kayin, asks, even if the psuadak is not Bikdusha Seikai, and he has no restrictions to marrying a basger, and even if you hold Kalgerim lo yikri kal, still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a basgerim is a chalol, she's a chalola. Chalola is asa to ichuma. A chalola is pasul from shuma. It's a Gemarian condition. If a kayin marries a grusha, zayna or chalola, and has a daughter, she can't eat shuma. So why does the Gemara have to say, the Gemara is only discussing whether he's mutter to marry her. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Bikdusha say Kai, so he's asa to marry her because of the restrictions of Kahuna. He's Bikdusha say Kai, has the restrictions of Kahuna, and therefore he's asa to marry her because Bas Ger Zacher Kamas Kol Zacher. If he's not Bikdusha say Kai, so it really be mutter for him to marry a Chalala, but still in this case he won't be able to machal her b'tshuma, because he has the issa of suadaka and kalgeri mikri kal. Frek Taisus, let's say you hold she's the chalola, but you hold kalgeri lo yikri kal. So the Gemara is mavur, that then you would be able to imachal b'tshuma, assuming lav v'tshusekai, right? If you hold lav v'tshusekai, so you don't have a problem of a kain marrying a chalola, you hold kalgeri lo yikri kal, and you don't have a problem of a suadaka marrying a bas Yisrael, so even though she's the chalala, but lav v'tshusekai, so male, that wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Gemara is mavur. Frek Taisus, one second, a chalala, forget about marriage, a chalala can eat truma. A chalala is now an eat truma. If bas ger zacher kabas chal zacher, she's a chalala, she can eat truma. Taisus wanted to say maybe she's not really a chalala, she's asul kai, not mitam chalala, but Taisus blives sure with the question. So the Karenara, and the Archlanera as well, wants to challenge Taisus. How does Taisus know a chalala can eat truma? He brought a Gemara in Kedushin. That's talking about if she wants to eat truma because she's a baskayin. Baskayin can eat truma. That's only when you have Kedushas kuna. A chalala turns you into a zara. Then it's as if your father's not a kayin. You lose the full Kedushas kuna. Even the male chalal can eat truma. He can't do avaida. He's like a Yisrael. A female chalala can't eat truma. That we got. But if you have a zara that marries a kohen, then all of a sudden she could eat truma, right? Now I understand if a chalala marries a kain, she can't eat truma because she's usher to the kain. But here we're talking about a psuadaka kain, which lav that you should say kain, a kain which could eat truma but has no marriage restrictions. So he could feed his avadim and shvachas truma like the Gemara said earlier. Mehecha tesa, if he were to marry a chalala, if lav that you say kain, he wouldn't be able to feed a truma. Where did Taisa get that from? It says a chalala can eat truma. That's the chuma of her father. That's the chuma that she needs to eat because she's a kehenes. A chalala can't be a kehenes. But a kayin lamashal could even his avadim and his shvachas could eat chuma. Anyone a kayin owns could eat chuma. Who would then his wife? That's all part of the pasuk kayin ki yikna nef nefesh kinyan kasvay. Of course, he doesn't have a kinyan mammon on his wife, but he has a kinyan ishus on his wife. She could eat chuma. Mehecha tesa, if she's a chalala, she can't. Now, of course, we know a regular kayin that marries a chalala, she can't eat chuma. But that's because she's usher to him. But if suadaka kayin, which if you hold lavit, you should say kai. So then, the Gemara has to say kal game ikri kal to aser. Because otherwise, he'd be able to be maichal of a chuma. So that's what they want to say. Kind of halachal amaisa. I don't think we paskin necessarily lavik to say kai. But if a psua daka kayin were to marry a chalala, she'd be able to eat chuma, even though normally a chalala can't eat chuma. That's in two cases. If a chalala is a chalala, a bas kayin, so she loses her whole status of a bas kayin. That's why she can't eat chuma. If a kayin, which has the restrictions of kunam, but you should say kai like every kayin, would marry a chalala, then she can't eat chuma because she's aser. But here, the suad daka, if you hold lavish sekai, he doesn't have the restrictions of kahuna. So she's not aser. She's a chalala. Chalala is kani chuma, but who says the kani chuma from their husband, just like an evid v'shefcha could eat chuma, even though the bachal not kanim, the kanyanish l'kayin? That is the shaila of the Karen Ayra and the Aruch Lener. So Tainit the Kilis Yankov, which he writes, is from a Chacham Echad. I don't understand. If you think it right, so why would the fact that the chalala is asa to a kayin prevent her from eating truma? Why would it be different than avdei shivchasai? And stam to say that when you have a marriage which is asa, that marriage is not a marriage you can makel truma, that is incorrect, because we find the psua daka that was already married, and he was never bail his wife afterwards, so she's asa to him, she could still eat truma. And when he's bail her, she becomes a chalal and she can't eat chuma. Nothing changed about the isser of the marriage. So if there's no din, the etzim, that a chalal can't eat chuma, so why would it be when the chalal is usser to the kayin she can't eat chuma? That's epis. L'chayir, from the fact that we see that somebody who gets married, a kayin gets married, his wife's eating chuma, then he becomes a psuadaka, she can continue eating truma. Even though there's an issa deraisa for them to have a bia. But they're married. Kfar achla, she can continue eating truma. Now, he's bail her, makes her a chalala, and now she can't eat truma anymore. Isn't that clear that a chalala, who's the wife of a kayin, is pasul from truma? And what, because she's usher to him? She was usher to him even before, it's psuadaka. Are you going to ask, why is she worse than a zara? A zara married to a kayin could eat chuma. So he's mechiyat the two dinim in a chalala. A chalala taka becomes a zara, but a chalala also has a psula guf. He brings a raya. The Gemara later brings a raya that a chalala is psula lukuna. Tav samachesim abay, he says a chalala is psula lukuna, a kavachayim from gusha. If gusha, which is mutav chuma, is pasul lukuna, this one's pasul chuma, kavachayim, which is pasul for kahuna. If the whole din of chalala would just be that she becomes a zara, then she wouldn't be pasul lakuna. A zara can eat truma, and she's still muteris lakayin, right? Ubas kayin ki seelish zara tells you that when she's nivul apostle, she becomes asa for truma. How do we know she's asa to marry a kayin? The Gemara is a kavachayim. If grusha, which is muteris for truma, is us in America, kain chalala, which is pasul from chuma koshkain, she's pasul from marrying, she's asa to marry a kain. Gemara says chim asirim and then why is it gilui milsa ba'almehi? You're telling me she can't eat chuma, that it, of course includes marrying a kain. If you're going to say the whole din of Nivul Apostle becoming Chalala means that she's a Zara, and it's not a Psul Haguf, so what's the Kal V'chaymeh B'chol? Why is she Asa to a Kayin? She became a Zara. A Zara is not Asa to a Kayin. Alamai is a Psul. It's not she's missing the Kedusha's Kuna for Tshuma. It's a Psul. And that's what you see from the Psul of Tshuma, the Psul of Kayin. If it's a Psul, so even if she's muteris to this Kayin, Taisus is asking a good question, but she's a Chalala. She's a Chalala. It's not the Isser to the Kayin which prevents her from eating Tshuma, like the Kilos Yankov is asking. You don't find the Isser prevents her eating Tshuma. You see a Psuadaka? She became Asser and she still could eat Tshuma. It's the Psul Chalala that prevents her. So that's what he's asking, that who would in if a Ger, a Bas Gerim, is a Chalala, that should be a Psul for Tshuma. That's the shticker from the Kilos Yankov. But he asks, L'chertz L'chal Shver. Because a Kayin's Shifcha could eat Tshuma. If we're going to say in Yisait that a Chalala has a Psul Aguf, even though there's a Kinyan of a Kayin, there's a Psul Aguf of Chalala that she can't eat Tshuma. And like Thaisis is naming on, even when she's muteris to a Kayin, like a Psu Adaka, it's not that you should say Kayin, and Kal Gayim Liki Kal, she still can't eat Tshuma. Because there's a Psul Aguf. So why would a Kayin that bought a Shifcha, why would the Shifcha be able to eat Tshuma? A Giyaris is considered a Chalala. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds, right? Masker Zacher ke Maskol Zacher. And when she's a guy, or when she's a Shifcha, Shifcha Meshechreris. But also be a Chalala L'chayra. And when she's not Meshechreris, Kav Chayim she's a Chalala. So what's if Shad, a Shifcha, could eat Tshuma, or maybe even an Eved? What's the pshat in that? L'chayr, they should have a psul aguf of chalala. As a fact, the kill is Yankov. And that's l'chayr a raya to what the Karen Ayer and the Aruch Ler seem to be naming on, that there is no psul aguf of chalala. Although he brought sh'darka tainus k'neged, but just the chalala happens to be a zar. So an evin ha-shivcha could eat. So he wants to say a teretz. Taisus later in the Afsam Mecham Vom and Aleph has it sad to say, wants to learn, that if a Kayin is Bayal a Giyaris, he's over on the lav of Zayna Layikachu. That's the fact. A Giyaris has a din of a Zayna. What about if a Kayin is Bayal a Gai? Is he over the lav of Zayna Layikachu? Taina Taisus, no. Because there's no Layikach. It can't be Kicha. Even if you're over on the Biyah without Kedushin, because it's Chaya Kedushin, but a Gai, it's not Chaya Kedushin, there's no Layikach. There's also no Layichalo. That's another lav. Lo yichalal. It can't be a chil zera because chil zera means that the zera are miyuchas achrav. They're considered his children, but they're not kahanim. That's a chil zera. When the kain is bayal legay, the zera not his children b'chalal. So there's no lo yichalal. So he's not over the lav of zayna when he's bayal legay. Now you could say the same svara for shifcha. There's no lo yichach. There's no tefis kedushin by a shifcha. And there's no Le'echal. The Zer of a Shifcha is not Miuchas after him. That's the mission in the second parak. Someone has a ben from a Shifcha and a Vedis Kechavim, not Miuchas after him. So Mela, she's not a Zayna, she's not a Chalala. But it's a little bit Shver, like he himself bavarns. You're not saying she's not a Zayna, she's not a Chalala. You're saying there's no love of Zayna. There's no love of Chalala. But he wants to say, no, you can still say that this Svar tells you she's not a Zayna, a Chalala. But it's a little bit Shver. But the Kaivis Aris, Mamash asked the same Kasha. You didn't see it. Kaivis Aris of Achanan, he asked his Kasha from the Kasa de Harsana, who put out the Besamim Reish. But the question was like this. Hey, Taisus here, Al Kapanim, Taisus is Klar Mavur, that a Chalala can eat Tshuma, even if she's married to a Kain, because she has a Psul. Like the Kilitzaka was Mazmer, and he brought Reis, that a Chalala has a Psul Aguf. It's nothing to do with the Issa to the Kain. The Chalala has a Psul Aguf, she can't eat Tshuma. Why would it be different than a Shifcha of a Kayin that could eat Tshuma? As a fact, the Kasa Dar Sunni Bible Shver. So Rabbi Chanan says, he has a Pirish Mishnayis L'Ramam in Masech Nizgid in Perik Aleph. The Pirish Mishnayis was discussing the Mishnah, whether it's a Schus to the Eved to go out to Cheiris, is it a Chayiv? Rabbi Meir says that it's a Chayiv because you passel him from Tshuma. And the Rabbanan say, that's not called a Chayiv. The Rabbanan's lashon is it neishahu kinyanai. Shaila is what it means. So, yeah, it's a shaila how the Pirush Mishnah stems with the Gemara's pshat, But the Rambam writes a yisaid. He said there's a chilah between an eved that eats chuma and an isha that eats chuma. An eved that eats chuma is like a behema. It's like a behemoth kayin that eats chuma. You know, a kayin, a Yisrael is not allowed to give chuma to a behema. But a kayin is. Because that's called the kayin consuming the chuma. He's ma'achal to his behema. That's part of the kayin's consumption of the chuma. When a kayin gives chuma to his eved as a shifcha, he's the one consuming the chuma. The reason why the eved and shifcha eating is the gami mitzad, the din of the kayin eating. They're like the kayin eating the chuma. They're eating it b'makam, the kayin kind of. So Mamela, Zak the Rambam about that Mishnah, you didn't pass it from chuma, you never had it into your chuma. Neshu kanyana, he's only eating chuma mitzad the kayin. But when the ishtishal kayin eats chuma, she's not eating it like a behemah. She doesn't belong to the kayin. She's not his property. When she gets married, she gets a maila. She gets a tesefis maila. She becomes an eshes kayin. She becomes a kehenes azat. She becomes in the household of a kayin. She gets epis akadushis kuna enough to eat chuma, just like the daughter of the kayin could eat chuma. So that's where Rabbi Chanan and Tainas on an eshes kayin, which is eating mitzat atzma. If she's a psul, she has a psul chalala, she has a psul. He can't eat chuma. And eved v'shifcha that are eating mitzad the kayin, that's the consumption of the kayin, like his behema, not shayach psulim. They're not eating the chuma. The kayin's eating. The kayin's consuming the chuma through them. That's be'erich his vart. He discusses where you see both things from the same pasuk of kayin here, nikin and nefesh, kinyan kasmai. But that's be'erich the vart. I saw in the sefer Derech Yam, a gavaldi galikut sefer that I use, that lefi Rabbi Chanan, there's an arich chadash in the Gemara earlier, where the Gemara was discussing what did Rav Lazar Rav Aishia mean that psuah daka kayin shenasa bas Yisrael or bas kayin bana l'machlekes emeya and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, where's the yachal hachal b'makam acher that Rav Lazar Rav Shimon need? So Rava said you can be ma'achal avadu v'shechosev aknanim, that's the yachal hachal b'makam acher. And Abaya said, no, I don't like that shot, because kinyan ishus mekinyan ishus yalfinon. He has to be Michael specifically with the kinyan ishus. Why? What's the difference of kinyan? He can be Michael. What's the difference of kinyan ishus, kinyan avadus? According to Rav Chanan, the kinyan ishus and the kinyan avadus is cholak biki yisaydinam. The kinyan avadus, so he's eating the chuma through his avadim ushvachais. He's consuming the chuma. Hashem kain, the kinyan ishus, that's a different thing. That's meaning that the ishik should get herself the maila. You don't have the yachal achal makam acher. So Abaye is very understandable. And the tainis, and Rava, the reason why Rava didn't hold this way, because yachal achal makam acher is a prava. It's a vice. It demonstrates that he really could eat chuma. He could eat chuma for sure. He really could be machal for chuma. Just so happens that every single woman he'll marry is going to run into the problem of suadaka, as opposed to a kayin with a ben gerusha, where this woman is asa, other women's a mutter, here every woman's asa tim. That's when we're asked a kasha about bas gerim. And we could prove that from the fact that he can be machal avadum v'shvesav, by says there are other people that can be machal, so you see he has the kayach to be machal tshuma, even though they're being machal mitzvah a different din.